is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? You dial set correctly to USAprepares.com for hour number two. Dr. Judy Wood is with us. Dr. Judy Wood has been with us before, and she's done three magnificent seminars right here talking about where did the towers go. We're talking about the 9/11 event. We're talking about evidence of directed free energy technology on 9/11. We're going through the book, Where Did the Towers Go? I'm calling it the encyclopedia of Where Did the Towers Go? Welcome, Dr. Judy Wood.
Hello. Thank you very much for having me.
Dr. Wood, this is class number 104. We've had 101, 102, 103. This is 104, the fourth in the series. We're taking it slowly and in detail. What happened to the towers? We have talked about the towers turning to dust. And, you know, we all saw it. We saw the video. We saw the photographs. We saw it, and we said, yeah, it's odd. And then I think we just kept right on going and really didn't pay too much attention to the evidence. You know, the dust going higher than the building. We didn't pay attention to, geez, you know, there's a lot of pieces of paper that were on the street. We didn't pay attention to the things that were missing. Where are the chunks? Where are the chunks of the buildings? We didn't pay attention to the falling debris with what looked like a comet-type trail behind them, where the debris was literally turning to dust as it was falling. We didn't really pay a lot of attention to that. Well, today we're going to be talking about the conventional controlled demolition, bombs in the building, which is your chapter number 7 in Where Did the Towers Go? We're delighted to have you with us. And, you know, I was at a meetup last night, Dr. Wood, and you presented two fabulous seminars 2 weeks in a row at our meetup at Ziggy's. And what we talked about last night was why we're talking about something that happened years ago. Because if you don't understand the truth and you don't look at the evidence, if you just hear the words that are being spoken by the mainstream media, you really won't understand what happened. And that's what the takeaway from last night was, that you really need to turn off your ears and look with your eyes. And what you'll see is probably different from what you hear them saying. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people act as though this is a car wreck that happened, you know, over 10 years ago where the wrong party got the ticket. No, this is totally different. What happens every day you go to the airport now in the current time? You get body searched and, you know, whatnot. Why is this going to happen? Because of 9/11. Why is this? Because of 9/11. That's the excuse given for everything. It's a wild card. It's a trump card that gets played every day of our lives since. You know, why do we have the Patriot Act? Why do we have, home monitoring and et cetera, et cetera? But worse than that, 9/11 was actually an attack on human consciousness. It incapacitated people's ability to think and to reason things out. But, you know, think of that. The building turned to dust in front of our eyes, but very few people saw it. That's creepy. But not only that, if you understand this technology, you will no longer be afraid of a nuke event happening. Yeah, bigger things. You know, it's scary to think of, but it's reality. And, you know, they're always talking about, oh, we need to go get Iran, we need to go get, you know, Korea, whatnot, because of they might be developing nukes. That's a distraction. I like what Jesse Ventura said. Why do we need bases in foreign countries with the kind of weaponry that we've seen is available? You don't need bases in foreign countries. You don't need to you know, do other things. But also, we don't need to worry about developing, you know, more energy and clean energy. We didn't need, you know, Fukushima didn't need to happen. If you know, we have the ability to have, you know, renewable energy sources or limitless energy. But the inability of people to understand is sort of at the root of all of this. And if people can sort through what happened on 9/11, they're empowered to see through everything else. It goes to the, a lot of people describe my book as being a course in critical thinking. And that's kind of how I intended it. If you go, you know, walk you by your hand through the book and you look and see. And then pretty soon you realize, my gosh, how did I get duped? And by the end, you figure out how not to get duped so much in the future. Now, one of the ways of duping people is to call something a theory or to educate people to begin with an answer. You know, how many people, you take a math class and you have a new problem given for homework, and the first thing you do is check the answer in the back of the book. And then you know, stir your numbers around some more, put them in the calculator, check the answer in the back of the book. You keep doing that until you know, they match. Or if some students get desperate and use a magical multiplication factor that miraculously produces the answer. But it's not about the answer. It's about the journey. And a lot of folks forget that. Now, using a simple math example, you know, if you learn 1 + 1 = 2 and 1 + 2 = 3 and so forth, you don't need to learn how to add every number that exists once you understand the mechanism. Understand the mechanism, you can produce your own answers. Given, you know, you have 105 plus 298, you can add those two together without ever having added them together before, because mm-hmm. you develop an understanding of how math works. So beginning with a theory is leading you down a dead-end street because you've assumed the problem. So you're really solving an imaginary problem.
Dr. Wood?
Yeah.
Dr. Wood, I'm thankful that you're saying this, because let me share something with you. During the last 6 months, during the meetups, I have been introducing things like, you know, the moon landing hoax, the JFK assassination, you know, the lone gunman theory of Lee Harvey Oswald, your presentations, the two that you did, the on 9/11, the towers turning to dust, and I've been getting some chatter and some flack, and some of the attendees at the meetup, some of the class were saying, you know, sending me emails, listen, you know, that's ancient history. I want to know how to prepare. I want to know how to survive. And last night, I tied all of it together, and I said, look, we can do all that. We can revisit, you know, how to save matches in a jar for 20 years. Sure, we can do that. But if you don't know what's happening, if you don't know the lies, and if you don't know the misinformation, you will be led down a path where you won't understand how to think. And we need to learn how to think and how to ferret out the information for ourselves and how to make decisions, because Vinny's not always going to be here. And they got it.
Exactly.
It all
exactly.
came to place last night. They finally understood why Dr. Judy Wood was involved in teaching critical thinking, and why you just didn't say, all right, listen, I'm going to save you 6 hours here, 6 hours times 110 people, 660 person hours of learning. Here's what happened in 9/11. I'm just going to tell you in one sentence. And it came to light last night when they finally understood why we are teaching critical thinking, something that is no longer taught in school. So I want to thank you for that. Please continue.
Thanks. Yeah, you don't need to come, go to, you know, the meetups to learn how to add 293 plus 575, because you can now do it yourself.
Mm-hmm, that's
and,
right.
And you'll identify what the right answer is. So as I say, if you want to know somebody's height, let's think about it. Do you begin with a theory or do you begin with measuring tape? Just think about that concept right there. And let's say the measuring tape reads 6'2" from the ground to the top of their head. Is that measurement a theory or is it evidence of their height? A lot of folks like to say, oh, she has a space beam theory. She has a this kind of theory, that kind of theory. They're identifying what the answer is and then how to distort the answer into appearing to be something else. That is a really handy-dandy trick that gets done. Getting somebody to believe an answer means they quit solving the problem and just assume a problem that's fed to them. So if you figure out what you know that you know that you know, and know that everything else you don't know. Don't fill in that gap with guesses. So a lot of folks say, well, you know, 9/11, that looked like a controlled demolition. Well, things people have seen before in their lives, that's probably the closest match. That doesn't prove that that's what it was. You know, somebody who's never seen a gun before, you know, the indigenous people of this continent, when, you know, white men first arrived, they'd never seen a gizmo that can fire a piece of metal fast enough to kill their brother. Yet they know that that's what happened because their brother's dead. And they saw it happen. They don't need to know the serial number of the gizmo and all sorts of other hoops to jump through. They can identify with what they know that they know. They know that something hit their brother. Now he's dead. Shot something really fast through him, made a hole in him. You know, and he's dead. So we go with what we know that we know, not the best fit of a set of choices, multiple choice test. And so this idea of, you know, controlled demolition, and then people get locked onto that because it's comfortable for them. It's not so scary. I hear a break.
You do. Dr. Judy Wood's with us. Dr. Judy Wood and I are talking about 9/11. Where did the towers go? This is the fourth in a series. It looks like there'll be about 16 classes on where did the towers go. We're going to come back talking about conventional controlled demolition.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, if you go to USAPreparedness.com, page one, you'll see a post, Where Did the Towers Go? And you'll be able to click on a link to Dr. Judy Wood's website for further investigation if you'd like to buy a copy of her book. I have one right here in the studio. And if you're interested in the truth about what happened, it is the book you need to get. And I just want to let you know, tonight I'm going to be at the Norwood Sale Barn, 1910 South Highway East in Norwood, Missouri. I'll be there before 6 o'clock. There's a syndicate meeting. And I'll be a chili supper and a syndicate meeting. So I will be there. The Republicans are having a little chili supper. The Republican Syndicate. That's tonight at the Norwood Sale Barn, 1910 South Highway East, Norwood, Missouri. Dr. Judy Wood's with us, and we're talking about controlled demolition. Dr. Wood, please continue with your thoughts on this controlled demolition theory.
Well, we've already seen enough evidence about, you know, the seismic signal, or the lack thereof, that it didn't go through the bedrock. It was only equivalent to lifting a tower off the ground, you know, and making it go away. It slammed to the ground. There wasn't enough debris left over. Now, if you have a tuning fork and you hit it with a hammer, it's going to ring. And if you have it, you know, connected to some pickups that can sense the vibration, it's going to be recorded. But that didn't happen. You can't have a bomb going off without an accompanying, ringing of the tuning fork. These towers were built on bedrock. If you, you know, blast the building apart, that bedrock is going to shake. It didn't. There's only surface waves. So right there contradicts explosives. And I call that, you know, kinetic energy, things that move, things that go bang and move. And also, if you blew up a building, it blows chunks. Chunks go flying, and they stay chunks until they hit something. They didn't really hit much of anything. They turned into dust before they hit anything. So that's contradicted as well. And another thing, if you, you know, do controlled demolition or conventional controlled demolition, slice and dice the building and drop the chunks to the ground, and when they hit the ground, they bust up into smaller chunks. So it's going to hit the FUD. But that didn't happen. So there's no evidence to support that. There's actually evidence to the contrary. And, you know, the building also didn't burn up. There's no evidence of high heat. So thermal energy, we move that out of the picture. Kinetic energy, we move that out of the picture. Like, you know, big hammer, lots of little hammers, a wrecking ball, bombs, missiles, those are forms of kinetic energy. And thermal energy, you know, the building wasn't cooked to death. It wasn't cooked to death and it wasn't beaten to death. So we're eliminating kinetic energy weapons and thermal energy weapons. Now, we're not talking about a specific type within that, but the whole category of what type of thing that is. Then there's folks who like to just focus on the hearsay of the interpretations of suspicious people. You know, somebody was changing light bulbs in the elevators. They must have been planting something. We need to show what was being planted and how that caused what happened to have happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being suspicious of somebody getting on an elevator doesn't prove what happened to buildings. And one of the things is that they removed, bomb-sniffing dogs. Well, there's some reason they brought in extra bomb-sniffing dogs, and they removed their extra bomb-sniffing dogs, but the standard ones were still there. How do we know? There was one that was killed in the building. Serious. And, how about, you know, jet fuel? I think we covered this before. Does jet fuel burn hot enough to melt steel or to melt anything? If it were, then why isn't, you know, jet engines dripping metal as they fly overhead? Why doesn't fire cause your wood stove to start, you know, melting or sag to the ground? Those things are not consistent with what happened. Remember, you start out with the evidence, not a theory. You don't have a theory and then fit the evidence, you know, cherry-pick evidence that supports your theory. Start out with just evidence, and you can never go wrong that way. In forensic science, if you look at the evidence, evidence cannot be wrong. I hear a break.
Dr. Judy Wood, we are looking at the evidence. We are going chapter by chapter. Where did the towers go? Her 500-page book, Where Did the Towers Go? And if you'd like a copy, you can go to our website. There's a link on our website, usapreparedness.com, page 1. We're talking about controlled demolition, and we're talking about bomb-sniffing dogs. We'll continue when we come back.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed-out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The Freeze-Dried Feast from Freeze-Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Real quick update. Stormin' Norm Cantwell, Defense by Storm, USAPrepares.com instructor, will be on stage at the meetup next Monday. Now, the 1989 movie Roadhouse was the story of Norm Cantwell. It was Patrick Swayze was the star, and that's next Monday. USAPrepares.com instructor Norm Cantwell, Defense by Storm, and he'll be on stage at the meetup Monday. Dr. Judy Woods was, we're talking about the bomb-sniffing dog, Sirius, the only dog that was killed as a result of the 9/11 event. Now, we're talking about control.
It shows that there was a bomb-sniffing dog in the building when the building, mm-hmm. Went away.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's this myth that they took out all the bomb-sniffing dogs, and that's evidence that they did not, because, he was killed when the building went.
And Dr. Wood, what is the significance of that? That he now I understand he was in his dog kennel and was crushed in the basement.
Right. Or he was killed. He wasn't necessarily crushed. He was, damaged beyond, okay. He died. The significance is just the myth that there was no bomb-sniffing dogs.
Okay.
And you find one that was killed in the building. Obviously, that's evidence that there's a bomb-sniffing dog in the building.
Mm-hmm. Right. And
I think they brought him there afterwards.
Okay. All right. And then, so now we go on to controlled demolition.
Well, there's various explosives, and, they go bang. They exceed the speed of sound by quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like C4 is over 24,000 or 26,000 feet per second. And, speed of sound's like 1,100
mm-hmm.
feet per second. So it's a whole lot different. That's why you hear bangs. When you hear a regular controlled demolition, you're standing around and hear a bang, 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 and then the building starts to go down. So you hear lots of sound, and everybody knows what the sound is. Big bang sounds. But there were no bang sounds with these buildings. It actually sounds like a waterfall, like kind of, buildings just frothing up in the dust.
Mm-hmm.
And with Building 7, it just started heading down to the ground without any notice, without any sound, and it was just moving. It shocked people. If they didn't see it out of their eyes, they had no idea that there's a building that went away. There's a lot of folks talk about, well, they had all these, detonators in the building. You can't, like C4, you need a detonator to make it go. Otherwise, it burns like a fire log. And so you're going to have detonators all over the place. How are you going to trigger them with precise timing? How many wires it hooks up to where, and how are you going to do that in secrecy? Just looking to the logistics. You do it by remote control. Okay. You ever seen these signs along the roadside that say, blasting zone ahead, turn off cell phones and two-way radio?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So there isn't an accidental detonation. How are you going to do that in Manhattan? I can only think of one place that might have a higher density of cell phones, and that might be Tokyo. But I think New York's, a close second with the most number of cell phones per square foot. So that didn't happen. Also with controlled demolitions, when the building, hits the ground, banging and getting busted up in the ground, it kicks up some dust. But that dust doesn't rise much above the highest point of the original structure. But what we had on 9/11 was the dust going up and up and up and up, up into the, way up into the atmosphere. It went down the eastern seaboard. You see this big kind of like almost funnel cloud, this tube going way up, and then it got high enough, it just starts dissipating. And if you look at every controlled demolition out there, that's a similar trait, that it doesn't kick up much dust. In the Seattle Kingdom, they said, it almost, filled the air with dust for almost 20 minutes. It wasn't weeks, months, years. Manhattan had this fuming mist that went up and kept going up for a long period of time. And, people heard bangs. Right. You put an egg in your microwave oven, you're going to hear a bang. Bombs do go boom, but not everything that goes boom is a bomb. And think of the things in the building that could go boom. Just imagine if there had been a fire. You have aerosol cans in there, they're going to explode. This is what happened. You put a hairspray can in a fire, it's going to explode.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have these big water tanks in the building every so many floors, because there's no way you're going to pump water up a quarter mile, up in the air. There's too much head on that, and it's going to siphon out everything around. So they pump it up into tanks, and then another 10 stories or so into another tank, and then every about 10 stories, they have a holding tank. And someone who worked in the building told me that they usually pumped it up at night, so the sound didn't bother you during the daytime. But you have these huge water tanks Now, when the sidewalls of those start turning to dust, start weakening, it's going to get to a point where that pressure vessel can no longer contain the pressure, and it's going to rupture. It's like think of a balloon where you put some acid on the sidewall of the balloon. It's going to start eating into it, and at some point it's going to lose so much strength it can no longer hold the pressure, and it's going to explode. Well, let's see, what evidence do we have of things exploding? People heard bangs, but the only things that were identified as exploding were fire trucks, you know, Scott tanks. Those are the air tanks that the firefighters wear so they can breathe clean air in a smoky environment. And one particular first responder, his boss asked him about, you know, was your vehicle destroyed? He goes, what? Well, was it on fire? And he said, what? Was it on fire? He goes, fire? We saw the sucker blow up. We heard a boom.
Mm-hmm.
This is at street level. His vehicle exploded. And there is reports of Scott tanks exploding. It's bizarre.
Now, aren't these Scott tanks fiberglass tanks, Dr. Wood?
I don't know what all they're made out of. I'm just reporting the evidence.
Mm-hmm. You know, what I'm asking, is there a link between the things that went boom and the contents within those things, like water?
I don't know. I'm not going to make any assumptions. I don't know if there's, you know, I know it's a pressure vessel. It's got air in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it has a metal bladder or what, you know, is the air sealing system. It could be a variety of things. I don't have any need to guess on that. But what I do know is there are reports of Scott tanks exploding.
The reason I'm asking, Dr. Wood, is on the farm we have a couple compressors. And one of the things that happens when you compress air, there always seems to be moisture as a result of compressing air. So I have to bleed out the moisture out of the bottom of our compressor air tanks. I have to do it frequently because it accumulates. I'm just wondering if there's some kind of a relationship between the Scott tanks maybe having some moisture in them, the big water tanks having water in them, the automobiles and trucks on the ground having water in the radiators and in the engine blocks and so forth. I wonder, is there that link?
I don't know. I let the evidence come to me.
Okay.
That's a good example here. It's tempting to want to make connections,
mm-hmm.
but
it is. It's very tempting.
Just hold off any connections until you it becomes undeniable.
Okay.
So you don't have to make those jumps. That's why, you know, I know what the firefighters said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're interpreting their Scott tanks, you know, coming apart and going boom and sorts. We don't know anything more beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
Those interpretations, but we do see images too. But to know that there's, you know, quite a few firefighters that identified Scott tanks exploding at ground level. So that's not, you know, did they put bombs in the Scott tanks? I don't think so. This is an argument against controlled demolition. I mean, not against it, it's inconsistent with it. It doesn't support it. But people hearing booms automatically say controlled demolition. So they hear a boom, they see the building go down, that's proof, absolute proof of controlled demolition. No, not necessarily. Because the only things that were identified as going boom were Scott tanks and vehicles that were actually identified, not just hearing and guessing what the boom is. Now, secondary explosions, what does that mean? And when somebody talks about, boom, 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 they're hearing sounds, and it's so tempting to jump to those, you know, to jump to conclusions. There's a police car that was in the Toasted Car Park, which is some distance away, a couple blocks away, that the bullets started exploding. It sounded like somebody shooting a gun. It's pretty strange. So, yeah, bombs go boom, and not everything that goes boom is a bomb. Now we have another issue with, if you're going to smash that building down to the ground in 8 seconds, which is as long as the ground shook for Tower 1, and it was a little bit longer than that, like 10 seconds for Tower 2, That's less than it takes for a gravity fall. Let's use, you know, gravity collapse. If you slice everything up and just drop it on the ground, you have to slice it pretty instantaneously. But if you're going to mash that building down, the contents have to go somewhere because they weren't at the bottom, you know, at the end of the demise. Like, you're going to stack up some pancakes, you got to squish the air out in the desks, the file cabinets, the chairs, the bookcases, all the contents. You got to dustify it and squirt it out. Well, let's assume you have every window open. Remove all the windows in the building. If you're going to squash that thing down to the ground, you know, fast it can go, how fast does that air have to squish out of the building to get out of the way? And it turns out it exceeds Mach 1 about halfway down, the average speed, and, you know, by the time it hits the ground, it's like Mach 1.5, and from the middle of the building, that's the average. In the middle of the building, it exceeds Mach 2, that it has to be squirting out. So where's the machine gun firing on adjacent buildings?
We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self- self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, you can get to Dr. Judy Wood's website by going to USAPreparis.com, page 1. There's a link. Or you can go to Dr. Judy Wood, drjudywood.com, or Where Did the Towers Go.com, and you may buy her book right from the website. Dr. Wood, you were talking about Mach 1 and Mach 2, that, you know, the speed of sound, and I just like to share with the class that, you know, a 22 long rifle cartridge, a standard velocity, accelerates to about 1050 feet per second, less than the speed of sound. Speed of sound is actually 1126 feet per second at 68 degrees Fahrenheit in dry air. So what we're talking about is A standard velocity 22 reaches a speed of about 1050 feet per second, a little over 1,000 feet per second, below the speed of sound. And when you hear a boom, but you don't hear the crack of the projectile exceeding this the speed of sound. Now, a high velocity 22 accelerates to about 1,200 to 1,300 feet per second. Now, you hear a boom and a crack when that cartridge goes off. And with a 45 that I carry on my hip, they only hit about 850 feet per second. So they just go boom. So what Dr. Judy Wood is telling you is that the speed of the air and the windows blowing out and the furniture and so forth flying out as projectiles, those pieces of hardware would be accelerating faster than the speed of sound, and you would have heard that. Isn't that what you're saying, Dr. Wood?
Yes. And it doesn't just go a few inches from the building and stop. Where'd it go? If it's getting launched at that kind of speed, all the adjacent buildings should look like they're machine gun fired. Mm-hmm. Pockmarks all over them. And the facades really are basically okay. The windows have strange holes in them, but the facades don't look machine gun fired.
Mm-hmm. And you would have heard thousands and thousands of these machine gun type sounds as each of the windows blew out, right?
Right. Or even just assuming the windows are gone, but everything inside having to get out of the way because we look and see there's nothing left at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So also the stuff on the ground, like the ambulance that's left parked in front with nothing else around, why didn't that ambulance get blown away? It really, every way you look at it, the building turned to dust in midair. Because that way you don't have to squirt this stuff out of the way if it just turns into dust. a mental image I had was a plastic bag of water with like blue or red dye in it, put it in a swimming pool and poke holes in it. It isn't going to go squishing all over the place. You're going to have this red dye that kind of just washed away.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing, if the towers turn to dust, they don't have to squirt out anywhere. But if you're left without anything at the bottom, where to go? Either it shot out, like getting shot out of a rifle, or it turned to powder. There's no evidence that it was blown out of the way at any high speed, also we didn't, you know, hear it. And I've got some images in my book from a guidance that Boeing put out for how to make the run-up area on a runway. You know, when the airplane gets ready to take off, they full throttle the engines and so forth just to make sure that everything's fine before they, you know, get in the takeoff stage.
Mm-hmm.
And some poor guy decided to do that on the tarmac, not on the concrete, you know, run-up area. And he tore up the tarmac and it blew holes in the rear stabilizer. He just trashed the airplane. You know, all sorts of holes poked through it. And that air is only going like, you know, 200 miles an hour, something like that, to cause that kind of damage in the pavement. So you would also have the pavement blown up. You know, the chunks flying all over the place, things getting launched, if there's that kind of wind being blown out.
Another fascinating class, Dr. Judy Wood. That's class number 104. We went through 101, 102, 103. Today was 104. We've got about 12 more in the series. Dr. Judy Wood, thanks so much for being with us. Class, I suggest you consider going to her website, drjudywood.com, drjudywood.com, or wheredidthetowersgo.com, or usapreparers.com, and click on the link to Dr. Judy Wood. And I suggest you consider buying her book. Dr. Judy Wood, thanks so much for being with us. We'll let everybody know when you're coming back again. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.